Blackstone presents Death Valley by Eden Francis Compton with Diane Taylor. This book is read by Chris Andrew Shula.
Prologue. Mac Brown didn't know how long he had been lying unconscious with his face pressed into the scorched earth of Death Valley. Was it minutes? Hours? Days? However much time had elapsed, he hoped against all logic it was enough to have altered his situation. He resisted the urge to open his eyes, instead listening intently. He strained to detect even the slightest hint of an approaching car, the sound of tires speeding across gravel and dirt, an engine revving in the distance, but getting closer by the second. He reasoned Slim must be out there somewhere, looking for him. They were supposed to have met at the silver mine that afternoon. Mac was supposed to have handed Slim the money. Slim needed that money. Surely he would come looking for him. Despite his best efforts, the only sound Mac heard was his own rasping breath. With the sun beating on his back, his thoughts drifted to the day Slim had first brought him to this godforsaken wasteland. The scene played out in his fevered mind as if it were happening then and there. He and Slim, standing opposite one another in the meager shade of a weathered wooden shack, surrounded by the desolation of an abandoned silver mine on the outskirts of Las Vegas. "It's insane," Mac said. "It is," Slim agreed, "but it'll work. I guarantee it. We just need the money, Mac. We get the money, we get the deal, we're made men."
"It's a gamble."
"It's a sure bet." Mac had heard such assurances from Slim before, since they were kids, it seemed. He knew from experience Slim's guarantees were, at best, a 50-50 proposition, as likely to fail as they were to succeed. Mac averted his eyes from his best friend's face to avoid telling him straight out that he didn't want in on this deal. Tension built up in the silence that stretched between them.
"You owe me," Slim finally said in a hushed voice.
Mac tensed as Slim stepped forward, all 6'4" of him looming. Mac defiantly brought his eyes up to meet Slim's.
"We made a deal, remember?" Slim continued.
"And I upheld my end of the bargain. I went in. I did the time. And we can both be glad that I did, because I learned some important shit in Southern State. I came out with a plan, Mac. And I'm asking you, as your friend, the one who saved—"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?